Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start.
I'll probably, great start. What's up, everybody? I'll probably record more later, but here's what I wanted to share real quick. So, I was just listening to the show, my show, the last episode, Easy Life Now, Hard Life, or Easy Hard Life Later. Hard Life Now, Easy Life Later. I just was listening to that, but I listened to the intro, and what the thing I say, so I'm quoting myself here, but it's a day-to-day documentation of a man who refuses to quit. And I was talking with my aunt about this the other day. There's no way in hell I'm going back to how I felt before I did all this. And that was just sad, down, I don't want to say depressed, but extremely sad and discouraged, feeling like a lost soul, have no direction. That was the worst feeling I could ever have put myself through. And I never want to go back to that. Quitting isn't even an option. That's completely off the table. The thought of quitting, that never enters my mind. It never even crosses, nothing. I don't even think about it. And so I was talking with my aunt about that. And I guess I was just kind of telling her the same thing that I just said, which was I'm not going to quit. And so I don't understand how I could do all these things, continually get better every day, do more and more for 30 years and be in the same spot that I am now. There's no way in hell that could happen. If I do all these things for 30 years straight, there's no way I make $0, zero impact, zero progress, zero improvement. There's no way. And so with that being said, how could I ever get burnt out or want to quit? The alternative to quitting is going back right where I started, being sad, lonely, you know, I'm just going to say depressed because it's, everybody knows what that means, but I don't mean depressed because I think that's a strong word. Sad, lonely, depressed, down, discouraged, what you, all the buzzwords you can think of, all that. I don't want to ever feel that way again. I don't ever want to go through life without direction, just aimless, just doing whatever the fuck, anything, or distracting myself with like video games or just scrolling social media for 6 hours a day. I don't ever, ever, ever want to go back to that ever again. And that's the alternative of what I'm doing now. So if I stop and quit what I'm doing now, that's what I would be doing then. And I don't ever want to do that. And so Andy Frisella talks about how he doesn't get burnt out, how, well, so on Q&AFs on his podcast, Real AF, which is an incredible podcast you should go listen to if you haven't already. You get a lot of inspiration from him. He talks about, so he has a Q&A episode. Somebody asks how to avoid burnout. And really short and simple here, he says he doesn't get burnt out because pretty much what I just said. Obviously, he said it first, but you know, he doesn't ever want to go back to being how he was before. He doesn't have a problem with it, but he doesn't desire. He knows what it's like to be fat. He knows what it's like to be broke. He knows what it's like to be sad and miserable. He knows what that's like. And that's the alternative of if he quits everything now and just, you know, so if he gives up on everything and loses momentum here and lets himself go, that's what he's signing up for. By not doing things, you are indirectly signing up for what the doing with not doing the thing gives you, if that makes sense. I just butchered that. But, and so I was thinking about that with my intro, because there's no way I'm going to quit. I mean, I don't even really know what the future holds, but I know whatever I commit to, I'm seeing it through. So with that in mind, that intro is perfect. That little segment, a little part of the intro is perfect, of a man who refuses to quit. And so that feels good, being able to say that out loud and know that that's me and that I identify with that statement wholeheartedly. That's 1,000% confidently me and what I am and what I stand for and believe in. I'm not going to quit ever. So I just, it's cool, man. It's so, and that, so the reason why I say all that is because it makes me, it gives me kind of clarification or maybe a validation even
for why I'm doing the things that I'm doing and how I'm able to just chug through. I mean, I'm working three jobs right now. I'm, you know, hitting the gym 6 days a week, getting in all my meals, getting in all my protein, gallon of water, ice bath, reading, recording a podcast, uploading a podcast, journaling about it, trying to better myself in other ways, such as writing and kind of almost arguing with myself to, I guess, close loops of questions and topics and perspectives that I would like to be better at. So I'm doing all of that every single day. I have one day off every 2 weeks, and I have not one complaint about it all. I never think, oh, fuck, I never have time for anything else. Because this is what I want to do, man. Everything I'm doing in life right now is what I want to do. I have the desire to do all of it. I want to be better and grow as a man and develop. And every, I want to do all the shit, man. So there's no burnout there. There's no, oh, I don't want to go into work. It's, oh, I'm so tired. Of course I get tired. Of course some days I'd rather stay home and sleep. Everybody does. But that's not getting me close, anywhere closer to where I want to be at all. I just, and so I guess the fact that I'm able to relate to what somebody of Andy Frisella's caliber said, which, you know, he said it, the fact that I'm able to understand that is such an indicator of my success. And I'm so proud of that, dude. That's such a good feeling. Nowhere near the level he is, not saying I am, because he's done real things. I have a daily podcast and I've done phase two of LiveWard. That's it. So I'm not comparing before anyone says shit. Also, nobody even listens to the show, so nobody would say anything anyway. But anyway, there's just, like, I get that. I understand that to an extent, we'll say. Maybe I don't understand it fully, but I don't ever want to go back to feeling like how I used to feel, ever. That was some bullshit. Life was so bad then. And I guess it's just perspective and attitude, but I don't ever want to feel that way again. So burnout's not a thing at the moment. Feeling dreadful of the things I got going on, and that's not a thing. That doesn't mean I absolutely love and look forward to every single second of every day of everything that I'm doing. I would rather be at home working on my own shit as opposed to cleaning FedEx trucks an hour south of my house, of course. But in either way, I'm working toward my goals. And to me, that makes perfect sense. So how could I ever feel burnout when I'm working towards my goals and I'm making progress every day and I'm getting better every day and I'm learning? How could I be burnt out of that? So I don't know. That's that. So I don't know if I'm going to record more actually later, but that's the thought. So, oh man. Yeah. So that's 144, unless I record more later, but it is March. I think it's the 11th. It's 2:34 PM, sitting in the work parking lot. The parking lot of my job on Hill Air Force Base, just hanging out here, about to go crush the gym. And so if you don't hear back from me later, then that's the show. But yeah,
that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound quality or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.